Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, guys, here we are back. First closing remarks of the new year, Steve Harvey.
I got a good one for you, too. You know, Okay. Because this new year is just to remind people to make sure in 2024 that you live your life with a life filled of expectations. Start your vision boards. Start reading your Bible. Start reading your scriptures. Start focusing on the positive. Stop allowing negativity all the time to permeate into your space, because it takes up space to be negative. It occupies places when you don't want it to do. You know, I've really had to work on that of late. You know, I've really had to work on that myself, of just staying focused. When you get surrounded or bombarded with negativity, you have a tendency to look at it, to focus on it. Man, you've really got to replace those thoughts, because I'm telling you, man, you don't have time for that in 2024. Be careful what you allow in your space. Surround yourself with positive people. If there's a person in your life that's negative, why are you wasting your time with that person? You're not going to change them. People have to want to change. It's not about you changing people. The person that you think requires changing has to see themselves as needing change. I can't tell you how many times I've wasted trying to help change a person that saw nothing about themselves that needed changing. You're wasting your time. It's like trying to make an unhappy person happy. You are wasting your time. In 2024, y'all, get focused. Get focused on your dream board. Get focused on your vision. Get focused on your goals. And understand that along the way of trying to accomplish anything you set out to do, that there are going to be trials. There are going to be setbacks. There is going to be opposition. Prepare yourself for that. That is the way of the world. That is the law of the land. That is it, man. There is no progress without opposition. Now, sometimes the opposition comes from the most unsuspecting places. Sometimes, man, you're going to get blindsided. But you got to understand how the devil works, man. The devil is evil. He don't fight fair. This thing in life, that's not fair what they saying about me. That's not fair what they doing about me. And It wasn't fair how they did Jesus, but they did it anyway. You are not going to get away through this thing called life without opposition. But let me say this, though. Be careful when you hear something that's laid out to be the truth, and because the person that's telling you what they say is true is speaking eloquently, don't be deceived by that. There are some people who know how to lie so well, they know how to sprinkle in just enough truth and wrap it inside their lies where they got you thinking that somebody telling the truth. Beware of that, people. You can't be righteous and negative at the same time. If you are a righteous man, you will speak as a righteous person. Righteous people do righteous things. Godly people do godly things. If the person you are talking to is talking ungodly, stop when they try to tell you they are from God and of God, because that ain't the truth. Bishop Kenneth Olmer taught me the most valuable lesson I learned about people speaking about God. You know what he told me? He says, Steve, God's voice has no sin in it. The voice of God does not have sin in it. When you are listening to anybody that's trying to make you think that they anti-Illuminati or any of this, be very careful, because God's voice does not have sin in it. If you are of God, speaking from God, you will not do anything that's ungodly, period. Be careful out there. Take care of yourself in 2024. Wrap yourself around your family. Get on your mission, man. Our mission is to protect and provide for our families. Get on your mission. Do your job. Women have responsibilities. Congratulations to all the single women out there that's holding down motherhood. That's such a thankless job, but you've done it again, and God done got you through another year. Please, women out there with these children, hold your head up. You have no idea who you've given birth to. That God you serve could have given you the next president. You don't know. You have no idea. Stay the course. Stay positive. Stay faithful. And above all else, y'all, stay prayed up, because the devil is busy. And if you ain't careful, he'll have you fighting against yourself. I am keenly aware that my God is in control. And nothing nobody says about you, against you, can do you any harm if you hold on to God's unchanging hand. God is real, man. God can help you weather any storm in your life. Keep your faith in God, not in man, because man is off base oftentimes. Those are my closing remarks today. Happy New Year to everybody out there. It's a cutoff point on the Steve Harvey Show. We're going to stop saying Happy New Year by the end of the week. I don't like when people off into February saying Happy New Year. So we got a few more days of Happy New Year, and then we're going to cut it off and let that be it. Have a good one.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.